Good morning, everybody. You're here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com. How are you? Happy Monday. Oh, I just walked into my little setup, my little living room radio setup. And I am winging it with you guys today. I feel like we're all winging it, kind of, nowadays. I feel like there's so much less attachment to what's actually going to happen because we just don't know. I'm going to bring my AC down because it was a little sticky in here earlier and it felt kind of gross. I had the weirdest thing happened to me last night that I'm going to mention. Maybe some of you will have some thoughts on this. But it is, right now, it is Monday. Wow, July. Wait, is it July? It is July. Monday, July 14th, and it's 10:06 a.m. Thank you all for being patient with me and waiting for me, because I know I'm usually a couple minutes late with my show. So I'm glad you all stick around and don't think I'm like taking a hiatus or anything like that, because I'm definitely not. Sometimes, I don't know, some of us, I think, are just geared that way. We just sort of always need a few extra minutes for whatever reason. Things just happen last second sometimes, or most of the time. But last night, I was about to go to bed, and I had gone out, and yesterday was Sunday, so I went to an open pole, It's class, but without a teacher. It's just like you go there. It's for people who are experienced in pole dancing and, you know, pole tricks. So I went to this open pole. It's for an hour. And like I said, there's no instruction. There is, you know, the front desk person is there. So there's some management there, but there's no actual teacher. Because no one's teaching anything. Everyone's just kind of doing their own thing. And I was the only one there, which was very interesting. So apparently they held the class open just for me. I thought there were other people signed up, but apparently nobody showed up. Either that or everyone left early. But that would have been pretty early. So anyway, I did go to this open pole. I got there a little bit late, but that was fine too. as I do. And so I got my exercise. I came home. I went and got gas. And then I came home and I had some packages, I think. Yeah, I was carrying some packages. And I must have been, I don't remember, but I must have been using both hands. And one of my friends had gone and picked up some groceries, for me and dropped them off at my door. Actually, it was not a lot of groceries. It was just like one of those big water jugs. Because sometimes when I get my regular water delivery, which I get every month, you know, I run out before they deliver it occasionally. So I like to have one of those backup water jugs. One of the ones you can just buy in the store. Excuse me one second. You know, they look like big square bricks. So I bought one of those water jugs and my friend delivered it for me. He picked it up for me. And so he left it at my front door. And so I guess when I unlocked my door, I must have picked up the water jug and whatever else I was carrying. And I guess my hands were full. And maybe I didn't shut the door all the way, which is really weird for me because I don't generally forget to pull the door shut and lock it behind me. But I'm thinking I must have, at least I'm hoping that's what happened, because last night before I went to bed, something told me to check the door. I don't always check the door, but last night something told me to, and obviously, you know, it was spirit. And so I went to check the door and it was closed, but it was open. Slightly, like it wasn't all the way closed, and it certainly wasn't locked. So it was open the whole time I was here, and I didn't realize it. I had, you know, taken a shower. I mean, fortunately, I live in a pretty safe area, thank God. It's in an apartment complex, and there are other people very close by. But when I went to close it, excuse me, it wouldn't pull shut all the way. Like, it was like there was something stuck in it. And that's weird because it doesn't normally do that. So I'm thinking maybe, first I got scared. First I thought, uh-oh, somebody's in the house. And they came in while I was in the shower. And I like started to get scared. So I grabbed my weapon. And I grabbed my phone with the flashlight. And I like opened my closet door, hoping that no one was going to jump out. And I like looked around my apartment, turned on all the lights. And I was trying not to get too like worked up, but you know, that's just weird. It's just very strange that my door would be open like that, and that it would be like stuck open. So there was nobody in my apartment, thank God, and I managed to push the door all the way shut and lock it. But I'm gonna have to call maintenance, obviously, because there's something wrong with the door. And I'm thinking maybe it was just, I don't know. I have no idea really. Maybe something got stuck in it. Maybe it was opening and closing when I wasn't noticing. I don't know. So if any of you have any thoughts on that, I'd love to hear. But yeah, that's what happened to me last night. And so all is well. I just, like I said, I have to let maintenance know about the stuck door because it really didn't want to shut. And it was not shutting to the point where I couldn't lock it. And that was not going to be okay all night. So, although I have done that by mistake, I've left my door unlocked. And I probably shouldn't say that. But I have in the past left my door unlocked a few times, just absentmindedly. And thankfully, you know, it's, like I said, it's safe around here. And nobody's ever, like, come in my apartment. But thankfully, I always feel safe, and I'm happy about that. I've always had this blessed feeling of safety in my body, and I know not a lot of people can say that, but for some reason I have always just had that feeling, and I'm grateful for it. So I wasn't too worried. Although I did get my apartment back in Irvington, New Jersey, broken into at one point. Actually, I had two apartments that were broken into. One was in, they were both in New Jersey. And one was in Irvington when I was pregnant, of all times. And another was in, where was I? It was in North Brunswick. And that was, I think I was in my 20s, yeah. And I went away on a trip. I've told this story before, but I went away to California. And then when I came back, I was on the plane. And the whole time I felt something was really off. And like, I just knew something was wrong. I didn't know what it was, but I got back to my apartment and turns out someone had broken in. So I knew. I don't know how I knew, but I knew. That's what our intuition is for, right? So anyway, the point of the story is be careful. check your doors at night and be careful when you come back, when you've got arms laden with groceries and bags and things like that. And always make sure you close the door behind you. Because I tend to be, especially at moments where I am, you know, in a like a high trance state, which happens to me a lot, I tend to be forgetful and I tend to be distracted. And it's great for intuitive purposes. It's not so great for human purposes or, you know, places where you have to use your actual brain. But that is just how mine works. And I'm okay with that. I just have to give myself mental notes to not do things like leave my door open. I'll probably start. I actually have started writing myself notes so I don't forget things. I do that quite often anyway. Okay, so now that we are all here together and hopefully enjoying ourselves, I'm going to tell you how to get over to our Facebook chat if you want to talk to me. Or even if you don't, even if you just want to let yourself be seen and heard, which is also fine. But yeah, if you have questions, I welcome them and I encourage them. I do a lot of things. I am intuitive. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. I can answer questions about your life. I can answer, I can give good advice for any problems you might be having. You know, answer questions about spirituality, sexuality, energy, masculine and feminine dynamics, dating. I was talking to someone about this, and I was listening to Kat this morning just before my show, Psychic Kat, when she was talking about Mercury retrograde and how old lovers and boyfriends and people, girlfriends, come back into our lives. People from our past come back into our lives. And it's very interesting because that actually happened last night to me. Someone who was, you know, somebody I was pretty significantly involved with in some ways sort of entered my awareness again last night. And that very thing came up, like, you know, seeing each other again, where we haven't in a very long time. Not making any like definite plans to do anything solid, but just, you know, them circling back, which was interesting since I actually didn't remember last night in that moment that it was Mercury retrograde, and but that would explain it. So so yeah, there was some thought of that. And I have a feeling that I will be seeing this person. So it's just very interesting how Mercury retrograde does that. So yeah, so we'll see what happens. But I hope that none of your exes come back who you don't want to come back. That's what I hope. So now, how you get over into the Facebook chat so that you can talk to me. Go to your device or your computer. I don't know why, but there's a lot of banging going on in the background this morning. It's very noisy here today for some reason. Yes, and go over to your device. Go to 12radio.com, and that will bring you to a page where there are some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So just hit chat, and that'll take you right over into our Facebook page. And as you scroll down slightly, you will see my banner. And there is where you can place your questions, your comments, your remarks, your whatever. And right now, let me say hi to everybody. Hey, Renee, it's good to see you. Thanks, Serena, for letting everybody know I was on my way. I appreciate that. Serena's a great producer. She's very on the ball, which is not surprising, since she's a manifesting generator, and they are generally pretty on the ball, because they are always doing a juggling act of some sort. and I know my other friend, not Psychic Cat, but my other friend Cat, who also happens to be very intuitive, she's also doing a bit of a juggling act this morning herself. Only in a different way. Ginger! Ginger is here in the chat with us. Hey, babe. And she is one of our 1-2 listen psychics. And she is also a 1-2 radio host. And Ginger's show is, I will tell you right now, Ginger is on Heart Matters with Ginger, 5 p.m. on Wednesday night. So join her. She's great and also very psychic. We're just a very intuitive bunch around here, you know? But thanks for being here, Ginger. And you know something? It's really funny because I was thinking about you, Ginger, just a couple of days ago, and I was like, Ginger hasn't been in my chat lately. I wonder where she is. And here you are. I must say that always happens. Whenever I think of someone, they pop into my head, like out of nowhere, if I haven't seen them for a while. And I focus on them, they always show up like within the next day or two. Usually it's within like the next day, within 24 hours. So I always know if somebody's on my mind that that's what's going to happen. So I'm happy to see you here, Ginger. And Quelly's here. Quelly. I always want to say your name with like a childish lilt. I don't know why. I feel this very playful energy from you, Quelly. And Quelly says, Tuesday blessings, sorry. Hey, Tara. These flowers that you and Quelly have sent me, Tara, are so beautiful. These little photos, the movable flowers. I love them. They're huge, too. Okay. Hey, Ryan. Good to see you. If only in my chat. So Ryan says, I'm happy to mostly be seen for the moment, Lori, but I'm making a serious move towards autonomy and severing most of my relationship with my ex-wife today. Okay, I'm feeling mostly neutral about it, and I've had time to emotionally settle. Does Spirit have any guidance on this? Okay, well, I'm really happy that you're taking this step, because I know it's a necessary one. Yes, yeah, severing a relationship with an ex-wife is a big deal. And of course, it's warranted, right? So, and I know that you as a manifester, if you are inspired to make that move, then that's the right move for you. You know, for the most part, that's the case. So let's pull a card for you. That is what I am being called to do, and see what Spirit says about your situation. I'm going to shuffle these really good. And I'm hoping you all can't hear that noise in the background. You know, I'm kind of tuning it out, thankfully. I'm focusing on you. And it's not super present in my awareness. At least it's not right outside my window. It's just sort of in the background. But, all right. Ryan. Okay, here we go. Oh, I actually pulled out two cards for you. The first one is the God of Conflict Resolution. Yeah, I couldn't make this up if I tried, Ryan. So the God of Conflict Resolution says, if I can find it. Okay. You're being encouraged to walk away from a current conflict. Well, there's your confirmation. By drawing this card, you are being encouraged to walk away from a current situation which is causing conflict in your life. Understand that walking away from the situation is not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength. There is nothing to prove or gain by fighting in this instance. The universe has placed this conflict in your way in order to guide you to your true path. Bless all concerned and let go. By detaching from this situation, new possibilities and opportunities open up for you. Well, there you go. Enough said, right, Ryan? And I have another conflict. I have another card for you. Because I pulled two out of the deck. It looked like one, and it was actually two. That one was perfect, and that's what we're starting with. And now we go on to the Angel of Pleasure, Ryan. Take pleasure in the things you do. Okay. Angel of Pleasure. Okay. The message for you today is to start to take pleasure in all the things you do. It's not all about hard work, achievement, and performance. What is important is that you make the most of every moment in your life. Start to do more things that bring you pleasure and that bring pleasure to those you love, work, study, and play with. Try it. You may be surprised to find that when things become pleasurable, You accomplish more with less stress and effort. There you go, Ryan. I would say those cards are absolute perfection for you right now. Absolute perfection. And like I said, I don't think anything more needs to be said about that. I really don't. I think that was complete. I feel like that is very complete. But if you don't feel like it's complete, feel free to let me know and I will respond gladly. Okay, so let me refresh the chat and see who else has come here. And if you have any feedback, Ryan, I'd love to hear it on that card. So let's see. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, he says he can barely hear background noise. I know, you guys can never hear it, which is great. It's just, it's me, because it's right here. Hey, Pamela. She says, hello, Lori. Hello, everyone. I'm late. No, you're right on time, Pamela. It's fine. She says, I just heard the old boyfriend thing. No, thank you. Once was enough, and in some cases, too much. Laughing out loud. Yeah, I agree. That's why I said I hope most of your ex-boyfriends are not coming back, because you probably don't want them to come back. But if you want them to come back, now's the time, right? Now is definitely the time that they tend to circle back. And my friend Kat is here. Kat Starshine. She's here with us in the chat. Hey, babes. She says, hey, everyone, I'm joining late. Nope, you are right on time, too. All good. Everybody's here when they get here. Your timing is perfect and elegant, Kat. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, Kat. She says, Kat says she resonates with this card about pleasure. Awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. And I neglected to say before I pulled the cards that if a card resonates for you, it's probably for you as well. Because most of the time when I pull cards for people, they're also for other people if they feel resonant in your body. So, yeah. I'm glad that card resonated for you. Those were some really, really good cards, and they made so much sense for probably more than one person or two people, right? So, yes, I'm happy to hear that. And I'm happy you're here, Kat. Okay. I'm going to refresh the chat one more time. And then I'm going to go to my little book, Opening Doors Within, and see what Spirit has for us today on this lovely day, which is looking a little overcast, but the sun is trying to break through. I can actually see that. I'm just hearing a lot of banging, which I've been hearing for a few days, not over the weekend, but Friday I was hearing it. Actually, Thursday I was hearing it. And I have a feeling they're revarnishing one of the tubs, which is next to my apartment. And I'm hoping they got it done Friday because I stayed out all day on purpose because it emits a very toxic fume that I can't tolerate. I have to leave my apartment when they do that. And they did give me notice they were doing it Friday, but I have a feeling, I hope I'm wrong, but I have a feeling they may not have done it Friday and they're still working on it. So I'm just hoping they don't do anything with the chemicals today because I'm not going to be able to leave for the whole day today, I don't think. So that would be bad. But anyway, let me read from Opening Doors Within for July 14. And this is a little book, like I said, called Opening Doors Within, 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. And it's written by Eileen Caddy, and it's channeled. It's channeled messages that she got from Spirit. And Eileen Caddy has, I believe, left the physical world, but her messages from Spirit live on in this little book. And I love that. 14th, okay, July. I guess I haven't read from this since June. Why do I keep feeling it's not July? I keep feeling like it's August, and I know it's not. At least I'm pretty sure it's not. You know, it's hard lately to be really certain of a lot of things because I'm finding that timelines are shifting really fast, and something that I thought was true in one moment, I find that it's different in another moment. And I know that sounds really odd, but I'm learning to be very unattached to certain things. It's a very strange place to be, let me tell you. Okay. And I know it sounds crazy, and I swear it's not. I'm very stable and solid. I'm just high all the time. Like, what can I say? Without drugs, you know? It's a spiritual high that I cannot really comprehend, but it's great. I just go with it. Okay, July 14th. And Spirit says, everything has to grow and expand. You would not want to remain a child all of your life, having to be fed and dressed and have everything done for you. If you watch a child, you will see how it wants to change and how it wants to try new things. All the time, it is experimenting and learning, growing and expanding. This is the natural process of growing up, of changing. A child does not have to struggle to do it. It comes quite naturally. So with the unfolding of the new age, which is right here with you now, you need not fight and struggle to move into it. You need not fear the unknown. You need not be concerned with the speed of the changes and expansion all around you. What were we just talking about? Look forward with real joy and expectancy to what is waiting to unfold. Nothing is too great. Nothing is too wonderful. Nothing is impossible. See my God's wonders unfold in true perfection and give eternal thanks. So I think this is pretty much confirmation of what I was just saying about remaining unattached. And that seems to be the theme. Because when you're attached to an outcome, that creates resistance and that creates issues and problems and things that you don't want. But when you can actually not fight, not struggle, and just go with whatever is present and allow it, and be kind of okay with it in the moment, even if you may not love it in the grand scheme of things. You don't know what's going to happen in the grand scheme of things. Only Spirit does. And if you allow Spirit to move into that situation and move energy around, that's what's going to happen. Energy's going to move. And it will shift and things can change much more quickly than you even realize. I've seen it happen many times. Right now with all the weirdness, the energetic weirdness in the world that I know I'm feeling and I know a lot of you are feeling, sometimes you just have to roll with it and do the best you can. Nothing is going to pass you by that isn't supposed to. And the more aligned you are, the better off you're going to feel and the better things are going to work out. And that is really the theme of our entire life is non-resistance, right? Because if we're resisting everything, things are not going to move very, very quickly or well. Let me go and refresh the chat. More time. Oops. Yeah, there's a lot of really heavy energy in the, not heavy, there's a lot of actually very, very light, powerful, intense energy. But it's very spiritual energy and I feel it. It's like hitting me right in my head right now. It's just a very potent energetic feeling, and the energy that is in the air is kind of just something you have to not push against. If I push against it, it really doesn't do me much good. It's much better. It's like, it's much better if I just go with it. It's like kind of being in the waves, right? If you're trying to go against the waves, you're just going to get knocked down. But if you swim with the motion of the ocean, you are going to be much better off. Things are going to go much more smoothly, and you're going to just kind of, you know, float along or catch a good wave, and it'll just coast you right out, like as if you were doing body surfing. That's happened to me. That's one of the reasons I have a lot of respect for the ocean, because of the massivity and the enormity and the power of it. And a large body of water, which can like take you under and do some serious damage. But if you're not careful. So I have a lot of respect for large bodies of water. But there have been times where I'm so aligned where it just feels so good to be in the ocean. And I'll just dive underneath those big waves. And when you dive under the waves, like directly into them and under them, you don't get tumbled and tossed around. You just get taken by the wave and it takes you right back up. And you go on a ride. It's a really cool feeling. You just go on this ride as if you were on a surfboard, but you're not. Your body is just body surfing, and it feels so good. I love that. I haven't done that in a very long time. Mainly because I don't feel like the water's warm enough sometimes. I like the water really warm. When I was out in Jersey, I used to love to go to the beach when it was in the 90s for a while, like in the really hot summers in August, and the water would really have a chance to warm up. So the water would be like 70-something, or I don't know, something like that. But it was very warm and like bath water. And we would just go out into the waves and do a little bit of body surfing. And it's honestly, it's one of the best feelings. It's like just really being in that state of awareness, very, very high awareness, and kind of in a state of flow once you get into the rhythm of it. I don't know if any of you have ever done that, but it feels really, really good. And it's making me want to do it now. And yet, like I said, I have a very healthy respect for those waves. Because, you know, one wrong move and you're a goner. Forget it. And we don't even want to think about that. God forbid. But that the power of nature is so much stronger than many of us realize. And I know we know what the ocean can do. But I mean, all the elements, fire, you know, it's we know all about that. Earth. We know about that here in California with the earthquakes, right? You heard one right on my show happening in real time a couple months ago, which was very interesting. And it was a doozy of an earthquake, actually. It was quite strong and scared the hell out of me for a few moments. It was pretty funny now that I think about it, but at the moment, yeah, not so much. and wind, of course, you know, tornadoes and but all the elements can wreak havoc, but they can also be very beneficial, right? So we have to use them in the most beneficial way and make the best of them when they are not in that beneficial place. But I want to say, even sometimes when it seems like it's like something really wild and crazy is happening, you know, like an earthquake, there's some sort of gift in it, and we may not always see it right away, you know, but who knows? Maybe there was something that falls off the shelf that you really didn't like and you were thinking about getting rid of it, and it falls off the shelf during earthquake and breaks into a million pieces. Well, there you go. You don't have to deal with it anymore. I know that's kind of a silly example, but there's always a gift in every negative experience. And I maintain that. And some of them are harder to see. Some of the gifts are harder to see than in other situations. But I just feel like, especially when we're in relationships with other people, it's important to remember that if something's happening that we really don't like, you have to remember that sometimes we can't see the whole picture and we don't know why this is happening, but it's actually happening to give us something that we did already ask for. And it's one step towards that process. So the best way to look at things is often just to be grateful for whatever is in front of you and whatever comes, whether it seems like it's good in the moment or not. And I think that's a really important lesson. So let me go back to the chat. Okay, let's see. Yeah, Ryan says, bless all concerned and let go is the key message here. Thank you. Yeah, it really is, Ryan. And I mean, isn't that what I am saying now? And I always say, you know, the words I just spoke are all about blessing all concerned and letting go and just allowing what's there to be there and allowing what's happening and not pushing against it. Right? And Ryan goes on to say, this pleasure card is reflective of Bashar's concept of following your highest excitement. Yes, we are complete. Yeah, and I find that a lot of spiritual teachers say that same thing in very different ways. Mama Gina says, having fun no matter what, or get in orgasmic meditation, they say getting off on every stroke. You know, to be a little more based about it, but it's really true. In every situation, you know, good or not so good, there's an element of something that is working for you, not against you. So you really do have to just let go and allow whatever's happening to be. It's really important. Okay, let's see. Oh. And okay, Ryan is saying to my friend Kat, hope your chocolate venture is going well. Please post the link here. I'm a marketer, so I'm always marketing. Well, how nice of you to invite people to post their links in my chat, Ryan. No, actually, Kat, I wouldn't mind. But I'm kind of selective about, you know, what links get posted in my chat. But I've actually posted Kat's link myself, so I don't mind that. Yeah, you're a marketer. You're always marketing. And you're also a manifester, so you're always telling everybody what to do. I'll just say that. Okay, you say, Ryan says, edit. Looking forward. Oh, well, that's a private message, so I don't think I have to go into that. He's just looking forward to getting his chocolate, basically. And his mother might take possession of the chocolate first, which is probably going to happen, Ryan. You better be careful. It's because it's going to her house. Yeah, nobody can resist Kat's chocolates. Once they get a hold of them, you will be a lover of Kat's chocolates for life because they are so good. Okay, and you know I'm teasing you. All right. Pamela said, I actually had an old boyfriend's sister reach out on Facebook a while ago, and I couldn't bring myself to open it, paranoid to a fault. And Ryan responds to you, Pamela, by saying, you're more disciplined than I. I kind of like confrontation. Plus, I'm curious like a cat. You're funny, Ryan. You're on a roll today, Ryan. You're all over the place. Okay. I think I am going to pull another card since the cards seem to be really wanting to talk today. I'm feeling like spirit wants to give us messages, and I love that. So let me give us another message, all of us. I'll pull one for the collective. Oh, well, I pulled one. And it is actually from James Van Praagh's deck. And it is, abundance is your right. I always say that. Abundance is your birthright, because it is. It very much is. And all the spiritual teachers teach us that. Okay. Abundance is your right. While the awareness of your higher self is focused on this physical dimension, it is only natural to believe in the concept of limitations. But your soul is limitless in its ability to give out and receive energy. You just have to accept that you are capable and worthy. The universe will give you anything that you desire, but it's not a one-way street, it's a loop. The energy of abundance must flow, so as it comes to you, you must be willing to send it out. All you desire can be yours if you accept that this energy does not end with you. It is your right to be the receptacle of boundless love, happiness, health, and prosperity, but you must receive these gifts with the intention of keeping the flow of abundance alive. If your intention is to have abundance stop with you, or to hoard it, or to hold on to it too tightly, then you are actually blocking the energy from coming to you in the first place. I say this all the time. If you fall into the mindset of limitation, you are saying to the universe that you are not worthy to receive, and nothing is further from the truth. That's just your ego talking. The universe always says yes. It is the ego that says no. You can be the beneficiary of any and all gifts if you accept that it is possible. And I have a lot of thoughts on this, frankly. And I agree 100%. I feel like, yes, it is always a good thing to be a good steward of your money and not be a spendthrift necessarily. However, when something is helping you and something is beneficial to you and you're denying yourself having it because of money, because you think you don't have enough, because you think you won't have enough, because you think that somewhere down the line you might not have enough, you're actually shooting yourself in the foot and doing yourself and anyone else who might be involved on the receiving end of your money a great disservice. Because as Spirit just told us, you have to send it out in order to receive it. It's a circle. Abundance is not going to come unless you are letting it flow back out. And if you feel like you don't have enough abundance to flow it out, you actually do, you just don't realize it. You can give abundance out to the universe and to others in small ways. It doesn't have to be like, you know, giving away all your money. Although, if you're called to do that, I'm not telling you not to. Because people have done that, I know. Dr. Wayne Dyer did that at one point, and he ended up with a lot more money, I feel. Or I know from listening to him that that's what happened. He became even more abundant. So that's just how it works. You know, when you know something is going to be beneficial for you and you invest money in it, you reap benefits and the abundance just comes right back to you. It's such a simple thing. And yet so many people don't trust it because it's not what society tells us. And frankly, we in the society believe way too many things that society tells us. We have to remember that every person, every single human being is having their own individual experience. You signed up for a certain experience in this Earth school, and yours is going to be different than someone else's. So you could look at somebody else who's having a completely opposite experience than you're having. And that's just the way it's supposed to happen. Nothing has gone wrong. It's just that they didn't sign up for what you signed up for, and vice versa. You wanted to learn different lessons. It's really that simple. Everyone has different karma to work through. Everyone has different lessons to learn. And everyone's experience is their own. Every individual. And we have to remember that. So when it comes to abundance, that is the way to do it. And I'm not saying to give just to receive, but if you give because it feels good to give, you are going to receive. There's just no two ways about it. And if you give happily and selflessly, even if you, you know, say you don't have a lot of money and, you know, you can't afford to waste it, of course. I don't advise wasting it, even if you do have a lot of money. But if you're investing in something that's important to you, something that you're going to benefit from greatly in some way, or that you really enjoy, it's not frivolous to spend money on yourself on something that makes you feel good, or on something that will better you in some way. As a matter of fact, it's really important to go ahead and do those things. I have seen and I have experienced miracles with money, with other things, but, you know, especially with money, because it makes such a good point. And so many people are in need of it. That I have seen these miracles happen where people had no idea how they were going to be blessed with money, how they were going to find the money for something. And I've known people who've wanted to, you know, take really vital, important courses or classes that they thought they couldn't afford at the moment, right? In that moment. And they threw caution to the wind and invested in it anyway. And Spirit rewarded them by giving them more money in a way that they never expected. And it's happened to me more than once. I actually invested in something very recently. Like that. And I've done it before, and I've just seen it happen so many times where, you know, people get really uptight and they think, oh, you know, I'm spending my entire paycheck. And they get all nervous about it. But if you're spending it and you're investing it in yourself, in something that you truly need, truly want, truly desire, and that's going to benefit you greatly, it's going to come back to you. And that is where trust comes in. You have to be able to trust that the universe is going to provide, because what you're telling the universe is that I believe in myself, I believe in Spirit, because we are one, we are all one in the same. I believe in the power of the universe, basically. And I believe in my own abundance as my birthright. I am entitled to miracles, as it says in A Course in Miracles. We are all entitled to miracles. We are all within our rights, and we all deserve to be well taken care of. And if you are taking care of other people by offering them some sort of abundance, you are going to be taken care of in the ways that you need. And it is 5 minutes to 11. I am going to make way for Serena. I hope that has been helpful to you all. I know it has been for me. And I am so grateful for all of you. And I love you all so much. Stay tuned for Serena and stay tuned for Catherine on the Fresh 55. And join me again next week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Bye, everybody. Love you so much.